to The House of Minds, a podcast experience where we dive into individuals' journeys and mindsets with the intention and potential to bring you keys to unlock and expand your mind into new realities and possibilities. Because we can all learn something from everyone. All you must bring is a desire to learn, an open mind, and the trust that the universe is always working for you. What will the House of Minds bring you today? Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to House of Minds. My name is Christina Lynn. I'm your podcast host. We're back with Ashton Romano today, astrologist, and I'm so excited to catch up with her because she left for Argentina and we haven't caught up since. So yay, yes. Lots of things to catch up on today.
So much. I mean, it's just been quite a fucking journey. Just to start off with, and reasons why I love astrology, and as an astrologist, like, I didn't pay attention, but I was traveling during Mercury retrograde, and it was happening in my ninth house, which is the house of long distance travel. And I kid you not, the amount of delays and interference that I had during my trip were insane. First, my flight got delayed in Phoenix. And then because of that delay, the second flight was missed. And then the airlines were like, oh, it's your guys' fault. And we were like, fuck no, it's not. It's your airline that didn't make the connections. And people were screaming. Yeah. People were like, it was a scene. So me and these two other girls who just met on the airplane were like, do you guys want to share a hotel room? We were like, yeah, because there was no way we were sleeping in that airport. It was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I ended up sharing a hotel room with these two girls that I had just met, and then get to New York, everything's chill. But then, I got here, and then I had to take a 4-hour bus to get here, and then a boat to get to my other spot. So it was like literally trains, cars, boats, airplanes, every amount of transportation vehicle minus a spaceship and a hot air balloon.
Adult camping. Wow. So the universe basically threw everything at you and you handled it with, like, it sounds like flow. Like, you're like, all right, I'm surrendering. I'm just going to let the universe do its thing and flow with it.
That's like, as frustrating as it was, I was like, what else do I have to do right now? Like, nothing. Like, I'm not missing. I'm not pressured for time. Like, I know things are going to come together, but it was quite a scene. Like, I'm somewhat of a timid person, and like, I like to keep peaceful situations, but I was really upset. And there were a few women around me who were like, I wish I could sometimes express that kind of, like, they were like, fuck no, you need to make changes. This is on you. And I was just like, fuck yeah. Cause like, the airport was trying to say it was our fault. And it was like, I will never fly that airline ever again, unless I'm literally going to the next state. But if I have to be somewhere, this one guy, he was from New York, and we stopped in Georgia. He had a whole day full of clients for hairdressing. He's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? They didn't have any flights out the next day. And I was like, oh my God, what do you do with a situation like that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. To still, cause that's still a client that paid for something, right? They paid for a service that you're now not providing anymore. And to just be like, SOL, you're shit out of luck, kind of sucks. And it sounds like it's a great opportunity for that. And you got to observe others like standing up for themselves. And you realize too, like, oh, I like to keep the peace. And at the same time, sometimes situations warrant that I stand up for myself and my rights and what I feel to be unreasonable.
Yes. And that brings a really great point, because right now we have three planets in Aries, and Aries is all about when boundaries are crossed, it's natural to get angry, and that's okay.
I'm laughing because that just clicked a whole bunch of things together for me.
Like, really?
Yes. It did. I'm like, yep, I feel that. I feel that.
And Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's like, it's infantile in the way that its energy is about the focus of themselves, right? But it's also about, hey, like you said, speaking up for yourself when something isn't right. And these women were doing that. They were mad. They were angry. They were being like their boundaries were being crossed. And they were, you said this so perfectly, like standing up for yourself. And sometimes standing up for yourself requires that there's a difference between aggression and being assertive. And it requires that assertive energy that can be forceful or it can be like a fire type of energy, but it's totally okay to have that and express that if like in a just situation. Like that was pretty just.
Yeah. And on that note, especially if we're learning how to flex that muscle in the beginning, it might come out a little aggressive, and that's okay. Yeah. That's where the learning and the reflecting comes in. And okay, I wanted to be assertive and I see that, and I wanted to stand up for myself. And okay, I might've done that a little strongly. Here's how I can do better next time, right? However, you're not going to even learn how to be assertive unless you start to take the steps and then learn how to contain yourself and or how to express it differently so that you're heard without over-aggressive energy. But the first few times you do it, if it's new for you, probably is going to come out a little strong.
Totally. It's like teenagers in that stage where everything's kind of awkward and we were figuring things out and we did things either exaggerated because we're learning the spectrum of expression of energy. And especially if we were shamed for being assertive when we were younger, going through that type of energy. Like for me, I was always told to like, oh, just be calm. Like you don't want to upset anyone. So learning how to be like that, like assertive without feeling like that, the shame or the whatever that feeling, like awkwardness that comes with it. You're so right. It's a stage that has to go, we have to go through it. We have to like develop it to find that place, that like intermediate expression.
The balance, the middle ground, where I'm expressing myself and I know that the energy that I'm bringing forth is not going to be crossing boundaries in an aggressive way towards your energy, if that makes sense. Totally. And I mean, I feel like there could be a lot of people as well where they might not have been able to express anger, or even if they did and stood up for themselves as children, then it caused a complete disconnect from their parent. And then the only way for them to reconcile it was to say, I'm sorry, I'm shameful for being angry. And then they were accepted back into the caregiver's circle. So even overcoming that and being willing to look at those feelings and actually know it was appropriate for me to be angry. And it is now safe for me to show it. And it doesn't mean, because then it's going to mean that it's a disconnect from a person, right? And it doesn't mean that it's not a disconnect. I'm still safe in, and it's still appropriate for me to have this emotion and to put words to the feeling and express it.
Yeah. God, that's so beautiful put. One of the planets is Chiron, and Chiron is about going into the wounds around the warrior, which is the wounds around the anger, the wound around independence, about individuality. So on a collective level, we're confronting these parts of our psyche, and depending on in your astrology chart where it is, it's going to be that arena of life that it comes up for you. For some people, it might be in the seventh house, it might be relationships that you're confronting this, you know, energy. For some people, it might be in the 10th house, where, you know, your place of business or your public persona. For other people, it's the fourth house, it's your home life, your family members. So depending on your chart.
Oh my gosh. Will you look at my chart afterwards?
Yes.
I want to know where mine is. You said that's
Chiron.
Okay.
It's an asteroid that sits between Saturn and Uranus. And it's a bridge between the 3D, the like the time-bound consciousness, and like the futuristic thinking. And it's a healing, a place in your chart where you experience a bit of pain and vulnerability from early childhood, but eventually as you tend to wherever your natal Chiron is placed, it becomes a gift that you offer to the community for it's like your treasure of healing. So when other people are struggling with the same thing, if you've healed it and worked with it, you become like, not a master, but an elevated version of whatever the wound was that can be a guiding light for other people. So
powerful.
To know where that is in your chart and when it's aspected with, it's really helpful.
Yeah. And that's like anything else that you've healed, right? You become a guide for any aspect of anything that you've healed. You can identify it. And if an individual comes to you requesting assistance and or opens up to you and vulnerably shares, like, cause there's still ethics and rules to it. Then you can help them along their way, like guide them.
Totally. So, totally.
Amazing stuff. I just got chills as you talked about that. Tell me more. I want to know, like, what have you been doing since you got there? What do your days look like?
So since I got here, I'm really happy. Like, I have a cute little Airbnb that I'm hanging out in, and I'm really just kind of putting together a vision of how I'd like my life to be. I'm restructuring my values, and being here the first couple of days, you know, I was like, wow, oh my God, I'm so excited. And, you know, adjusting to time and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm getting grounded, you know, my feet are in the earth, I'm walking around the city. I'm recognizing the culture and the rhythm of the city and the rhythm of the people. And here, the people in Argentina are so open and affectionate with each other. Like, right off the bat, that's the first thing I noticed. I went to the park. So many people are out on the lawns, just hanging out, drinking their mate, connecting with conversation, like just hanging out, and so many kids and so many dogs. Like, I don't think I've ever seen so many dogs with people in my life. Like, and I was you know, talking with my partner, Christian, and I was like, what's going on? He's like, the people of Argentina have so much affection. They're very affectionate. So when they have dogs, it's like, they love it. They just love to love. And
that's exactly what I thought of. Like, pets are a great way to nurture and bring love into the house. So that's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah. And the, you know, it feels so natural. Like, whole people are holding hands, people are kissing, like not just like passion and gentleness and tenderness. And I'm just looking around like, oh my God, these people are living.
And you know, well, if you think about it, all those words you just used to describe it, I'm like, that's you. No wonder. Like, you're looking around and like, yes, because those are a lot of components that you bring forth too.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that. Thank you. Cause since I've been here, I feel kind of like a weight off of my shoulders. Like the other day, I kind of slept for a while I slept in and then I took a nap and then I just chilled for the whole day. And I was like, oh, I should be doing something. And then I'm like, I'm not in the fucking United States where everything's about work and doing. I was like,
productivity. And
chill. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. It's, yeah, to see the different cultural values and recognize, though, there are things about the United States that I really value. Like, I really value when it's in moderation or kept within, you know, not overdone. Anything overdone is not, you know, good. Mm-hmm. So it's taking time to recognize the different values and the different ways of life and the different ways of being that are like the one way is not right and one way is not wrong. They're just so different and both can be come together to have awesomeness.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's really the value. You hit the nail on the head with the value of traveling because you get to explore different cultures and how they live and integrate those with how you grew up and your value system, and also realize like, oh, it's okay to live that way, or maybe I value this a little bit more now too. And there is no right or wrong, kind of like the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and you can still integrate the values that you have done the work on connecting to and feel within yourself, your authentic mm-hmm. self, and bring any of those values into any situation, regardless of where you're living. And you sometimes yes. won't be exposed to those and the possibilities until you travel.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mm. What about, are you learning? We've talked about, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we've talked about you being growing up in France and having the experience of being around women who were very much French and how that has incorporated into your life. And I just love that.
Totally. Like owning their sexuality and owning their sense of style yes. and owning that they're beautiful women. Like totally. It's, there's nothing wrong with it unless we make something wrong with it. Yes. Just our brain. And even when I remember living in France, and I've always loved like the slower pace, how they enjoy life more. They'll stay at the dinner table for hours. Dinner's like a whole thing. The kids are just running around playing. They just let them be. And I really value that. Less like hustle and less, you shouldn't be doing that and this. They just yeah. allow things to be. And there's still things that as I live there would like drive me crazy. Like how small their streets were or like, I don't know. There were some other things that I was like, oh, this is different in the United States. And at that time I would have been like, this is better. However, yeah. growing into the maturity of realizing like things are not always greener on the other side. And there are pros and cons yeah. to every situation, every state, yeah. everywhere you work, everywhere you live. And it's up to you to build the own balance and integrate the own pieces and not only integrate them by like asking for them in their life, but creating and living by them. When we say live your practice, that's what it means, like embody them, because then you'll bring more of that into your own magnetic field just naturally.
Yes, naturally. And that brings it to like Gemini season. Gemini's its wins. We both have Gemini energy. We know.
Oh girl, I'm feeling it. I'm like this month.
It can be a little crazy, it can be a little chaotic, but ultimately it's the dualistic nature. And there's so much like shade thrown at Gemini. It's like, oh, they're two-faced. It's not about, it's duality. It's the nature of duality. We live in a place that has duality everywhere. And Gemini is part of this energy of dualistic. They're represented by the twins.
Yeah. And with that, because Geminis can be labeled as fickle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to reword it into flexible and adaptable. And yes. Moldable, where they might enter a situation and realize like, oh, we're very open. So we can enter situations and listen and be like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that fits and flow with that until it doesn't, until it no longer works for us. So yeah. we're adept at recognizing, oh, okay. This works, this doesn't, and not getting caught up in like all the attachments to change or.
Exactly. And that is it exactly. It's like Geminis are about change. They're change, movement, adaptability. And so this season in life, embrace that energy because it's happening. So where in your life can you invite that fresh, you know, lighthearted spirit of play, of energy of like, oh, I like this, but I don't like this. Now I like this. And this is something else. It's like, it's exploration. It's very curious energy that is about assimilating information from the environment and then making decisions based on the information that is incoming. So like you said, like information is incoming, then different information comes in, then a different decision is made.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
Yeah.
It could go either way. However, yeah, we're adaptable. That's so interesting. As a child, I mean, the two words that come to my mind, I've always been curious. Like, why? How does this work? I've always loved to understand and comprehend things and discover things, which goes into exploration. So as a child, I was the very curious, wanted to explore. I think it drove my mom crazy sometimes. And I can even see it in my eldest because she just loves to create and explore and really dissect things to understand and comprehend how things work and come together. And it's a great mirror because I'm like, you're just looking at yourself. You're the same way. You like to do that too. Celebrate that energy. Yes. Learn to guide her with it. No, it's not appropriate to put paint on the wall just because you wanted to see what it would look like. Structure it a little bit and still encourage the curiosity and the creativity.
Yeah, that's a yogi mom right there. Yoga mom.
Something like that. Thank you. I'll take it. Are you learning Spanish? How is like communication going along with you and Cristiano?
It's going really surprisingly well. It's interesting because he too has Gemini energy and a Virgo moon, and he's like has 3-4 planets in Sagittarius, and so he's all about learning and has a very profound, deep and strong mind, and so do I. So we have both this intense logical energy, and this situation is putting us in a position where we have to rely on communication with our heart and with our feelings to open up the communication, to understand. And I love it because it's also setting a space and a foundation for, I have zero room for assumptions. If I want to have a relationship, I cannot make any assumptions. And interestingly enough, like not speaking and sharing words that we both know has us open to, well, what does this mean to him? What does he mean to say? What is he trying to say? What is he communicating really? And even people who speak the same language, you have to find that out. Like, okay, maybe we're both saying the same word, but does it hold the same meaning for each other? Who knows? So I'm really, you know, I love communication and I love that part of it, of sitting with someone like, what does this mean? What is he saying? Like, and opening up that space for, because sometimes with the translation, you know, with Google Translate, things are lost in translation, or it's not the same, doesn't translate over, like some things in Argentina phrases don't mean the same thing. So it has to be investigated. Like, what? What is that?
And like a deeper explanation.
Yeah. And so it's opening space for meaning and cultivating a space where we're learning something together, and we're both facing like frustration together. We're both facing vulnerability. Like I go into restaurants and sometimes I feel stupid because I can't just easily communicate like, oh, hi, like this, like effortlessly. I have to stop. I have to think. And it's like running into those, being new at something again. I haven't been totally new from scratch at something for a while. So like even Italian, when I started learning Italian, when I was younger, my whole family spoke Italian. So I had this somewhat of a familiarity, somewhat of like an understanding of the rhythm and like comfort with it. But Spanish, I scratch.
Yeah. And that sounds, what I hear come through is, because oftentimes when we're learning something new, we're going to make mistakes, right? We are going to assume, it's natural human tendency. And having the humility to say, oh, okay, let me examine that again. And then holding grace, kindness, and compassion for yourself. Though that's a great, great exercise to exhibit those characteristics towards yourself and holding that space of like, it's okay, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm not going to comprehend everything right away, be it in the restaurant, be it the language, even be it with your partner, because we're so individually different and we're each bringing our own unique perspectives and our own unique understandings and who we are to the picture, that it's not always going to be seamless. You are going to have those moments where you both have to check yourself and be like, wait, did I assume something? And to create that open, vulnerable space, it takes taking the pause and being willing to understand and hear the other and be curious and be open open to hearing, yeah. open to allowing, and open to receiving.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Yes. I love all of that.
I love that you brought that up, because I've seen, oh my gosh, so funny. Of course, synchronicities. Why am I even surprised anymore at this point? And I've had a lot coming up around communication for myself as well, in personal relationships. So that's just so interesting that we're in similar spots.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, I'll have to look at your chart after. Now I'm curious, like, what's going on? Where's the Gemini? Where's the Aries? Where's the Chiron?
Yes, please do. I'd love that. Thank you. Well, maybe we'll do a session together. And it's also very, very humbling. Like, it's a good reminder of, oh yeah, I always keep the student mindset. Because even though I feel like I've done the things for communication and I've learned tools, there's still always more to learn and to understand and to comprehend. Gosh.
And I feel like human relationships are the biggest arena for growth and development. One, because you have one person, you have another person, and the changeable dynamics that are constantly shifting and moving. It's like a puzzle piece that is like three-dimensional and like constantly in motion. So there's always something fresh to figure out or look at or be humbled by. And wow. Yeah. It's like an endlessly fascinating place.
Yeah.
Like arena.
And they can sharpen you into, because we're already amazing, right? We're already amazing human beings with great skills and strengths, and it can continue to sharpen you into an even more and better human being and person, and even better communicator. And if you seek it and continue to expand with it, allowing
and have the openness, like you said, the openness and the humility to let go and realize like there's other ways, and maybe this way is more fit for who I'm becoming. Because too, being in relationships, it's like letting go of your old identity. If you want to transform and have a relationship based on growth, like embracing who you're becoming, like a next level version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And going through and taking the pieces, or allowing the pieces to evolve as well. Because there's still, yes, some pieces you might do away with, but then some pieces are beautiful and you want to continue to carry, and allowing them to evolve and expand and shift as things around you shift too. Yeah. Yeah. So good stuff. What else is, okay, I'm like pulled in focus in two different areas. One area is like, tell me all about your fucking trip. I want to know everything. And then the other area is Gemini. And this season, however, let's start with your trip. And what is something, you know me, I love my questions. What is something that you expected and that you're reveling in, and you're like, yes, this is happening, and I followed it and I knew it would? And then what is something unexpected? Although we just kind of talked about one, but something else that's unexpected that you're like just wowed by.
Something that was expected was, I've always loved traveling, and I love being in other cultures, and I love the feeling of being somewhere different. So my enjoyment and my pleasure with being here was expected. It's like, oh, okay, I love this. I'm here. Yes, I'm going. Something unexpected is recognizing, for me, like the cultural programming that is dissolving, and then recognizing like I really get to design my own life the way I want to, like recognizing like that's really starting to sink in. Like, I don't have children, I don't have like too many obligations, and so I have this enormous amount of freedom, And I'm the one who gets to set up everything for my life. Like, I get to decide, like, that amount of creative power with my own life is really starting to sink in. Like, like I'm walking around and I'm like, wait, oh, I have to be somewhere. Or wait, I'm on a skit. And I'm like, no, I get to make the rules. If I want to lay in bed, I can lay in bed. If I want to have ice cream at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I could do that. There's nobody, you know, maybe this is a part of maturity. Maybe it's part of coming into adulthood. Maybe it's a part of, you know, embracing, creating life. I don't know, but it's that kind of freedom that I didn't think about and I didn't expect, but to experience it is like, it's just, it's different. It's not good and it's not bad. It's just like looking around and realizing like no one's telling me what to do. No one's telling me where to go. I don't have to, I'm completely and wholly responsible for my day-to-day everything. And I'm like, well, now that I have this, what do I want? Like, I don't have to do what she was doing. I don't have to do what my parents are doing. I get to decide. And it's really for the first time really opening that space within my own mind frame. And I'm just sitting with that question. What do I want?
Love
what
it.
Do I really want?
That sounds like freedom. Yeah. I would define it as a moment of real, it's a step. It's a significant step in a life cycle where you step out of childhood and or early adulthood, and you're stepping into a sense of maturity, and really looking at, it sounds like you're in an exploration stage of really looking at, well, what do I want? Well, what does work for me? I've seen all these ways of being, and I'm continuing to see these ways of being, and I'll continue to see it. And I can start to build a little bit more structure and the foundation of what I want to do, who I want to be, where I'm going to go moving forward, like the building blocks.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new slate that you get to discover.
Yeah. And it's fun, but it's also, it's just this, it's a new for me. It's a new feeling. It's a new experience that I'm like, what is this? What is this space? I like it, but what is it?
How amazing that you're doing that overseas. Yeah. Like, that's big. That's brave. It's super brave. That's super Gemini. Yes. Super Gemini.
Yes. I am two moon and Venus in Gemini. So it's mucho Gemini.
I feel like, so I moved to France when I was 24. And I can relate to that energy where it was like, oh, wow. Okay. Like, I'm really on my own. And I'd already been on my own because I moved to Arizona when I was 19 and my parents were still on the East Coast. And I lived with my aunt the first year. However, after that, it was a lot of like, well, what does Christina want to do? And where does Christina want to go? And I will say though, both in when I moved to Arizona and when I moved to France, I think I was still operating under a lot of the conditioning that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And or fighting a lot of the conditioning that I grew up with. And it sounds like you're past that and in a different space where you don't have that. I had that when I moved, and I still had that, like, I still get to explore and form things. That's the word I was looking for. Form things as I see fit and as I desire.
Yeah. Which is powerful. And another theme of all this Aries energy is cultivating that sense of individuality. And as I don't know where I heard it or who I heard it from, but they called it sacred selfishness. And especially for women, like, we are culturally conditioned to put others first or think about others or just that whole thing. And so to practice some sacred selfishness during this next couple of months and just sit with you know, sit with anger, sit with selfishness and say, well, what really is that? What does that mean to me? And what does it look like when I embrace my desires and put them first, and not in a, in a mean way or putting others down, but in a way that is healthy. And because we are individuals, although we're connected and there's the unity, we are living individual experiences for a purpose. So our individual desires are leading us towards something. And especially when it's a spark from our soul, we have to, sometimes it takes being, you know, breaking those conditionings of the past to encourage, to really follow them, as different as it may be.
Breaking the bonds. Yeah. I recently in conversation, someone brought up where they were like, well, it's Chris's world. I'm like, yeah. And that goes with the individuality, and not in, because I've even questioned it and judged it. And you know me, overanalyzed and overthought it in every way that I could. And it's like, oh, is that narcissistic? How, and however, we are still individuals living, we're souls living in a human reality, and knowing how you want to spend your time, what you want to do with your time and your energy, and following those strengthens you as an individual, and it strengthens the world. Because when you show up as yourself and with your own strengths, your gift, those are your gifts to the world, and you're giving that to the world. And relationships are two individuals coming together with their own world, kind of back to what we just talked about a little bit ago, and merging those worlds together.
Yes.
And still supporting each other in, okay, I hear you. I see you. This is who you are and what you want and what you want to create. And as your partner, how can I support that? Like, how can we create that? How can, it's almost being willing to like sit back and be like, cool, I know you got this and I'm here to support you in it. Of course, like if a partner wants to go be an alcoholic, well, then that's a different conversation. However, we're talking about things that are growing individuals. And I just want to be clear in that point.
And then that's a choice. You can make the choice to support them in their alcoholism, or you can make a choice to not.
Totally. Totally.
And it's their choice to do it, and it's their choice not to do it.
Yeah. And, but two strong individuals coming together, that forms a strong coupleship.
Yeah.
Going forward. All right. We're going to need to click off real quick and then come back on to.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. See you in 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right. We're back. Okay. Moving forward. Let's surge right into Gemini energy. What's going on this month? What do we need to know? What do we expect? What do we do to channel the energy?
So we just had the new moon on May 29th in Gemini. And that's when the sun and the moon are in the same position. So you don't see it in the sky. Yes, the new moon eclipse season is over. New moon in Gemini is about inviting that playful, curious, lighthearted, breezy energy into your life. So just, you know, if wherever arena Gemini is for you, lighting up in your astrology chart, start journaling or writing fun little messages to just get you into that, that playful surprise kind of energy, and recognizing that it's okay to be playful, and it's okay not to take things so serious all the time. And maybe making light of situations is a good and healthy thing to do at times. You know, we just got out of Scorpio and the Taurus eclipse, which can be really heavy, and they want to go into the work and just like get into the feelings and the depths and the emotions. And Gemini is like, all right, I'm bored. Let's go play. That's funny.
Story of my life.
Yeah. But it's, you know, the depth is necessary, but so is playing on the shallow part of the pool. Like, think about how pretty the sun looks when it hits it and how the water feels when you're splashing around. Like, both have a value, and to value one doesn't mean devaluing the other one, but integrating the lightheartedness is something that Gemini is awesome at. So invite the play, invite the curiosity and laugh and journal. It's a communication. Gemini is communication and air sign. Oh, also social networking. Gemini is really good at networking. So if there's something you want to, some area of your life where you want to expand your network, whether like digitally or in your friendships, this energy supports that, that type of desire.
Expansion.
Expansion with your networking. Because Gemini is about quick information exchange. Sagittarius will sit and have like a 5-hour deep philosophical conversation about the meaning of life. That's Sagittarius and like abstract thought. Gemini is, hey, what'd you do today? Oh, cool. I went to the store too. What'd you think? Like, oh, that was great. Yeah. Hey, do you want to go get some ice cream? Yeah, let's go get some ice cream. I love that flavor. Why do you like it? Oh, cool. Like there's no deep meaning. It's just like casual chit chat and fun and lighthearted. So yeah.
That is so funny. As you were sharing that, I was reflecting on, yeah, Gemini energy in myself. I've always been someone who can quickly move through things and be like, oh, it's fine. Let it go. Until I think with when I went through my divorce and restructuring my life, I was probably a little traumatized and fear definitely came into it where I was like, no, I have to be super serious now. And I have to make everything intentional. And not that, again, there isn't space for that. And sometimes that's necessary. It's a good reminder that like, oh no, it is okay to just let things go and come back to playfulness. And not everything has to be this like super big thing all the time or dissected in 500 ways.
Yeah. That's the Virgo, your Virgo moon. And I think your south node is Sagittarius, if I have it correct, I remember your chart. So in like the past life, you were very much about the truth and like depth and meaning and things having intention. And now this life, it's like, yeah, learn about quick play and, you know, fun and there, like little butterfly right. Energy. Butterflies right. Are the perfect symbol for Geminis. You know, they're just like flitting around with the wind. They stop here, they flit around, boop, boop, go to different flowers. Boop, boop.
That's so funny. I've noticed butterflies more recently too. That's hilarious.
You're Gemini. Sun in Gemini.
Totally. Just let it be a little more playful. It makes me think of when you had dissected my chart and you talked about the Gemini and the Virgo going through the doorway.
Oh my God. Yes. The square. Yes.
Yeah. And so doing the dance a little bit more and like Virgo, okay, chill out. It's okay. Back off. Let the Gemini come out the doorway on this one.
It's so funny because Christian has his moon in Virgo also with the Gemini rising. So he has that same, I see it in him. And he's even talked about it, like his Virgo, like wants the structure, wants like certain things a certain way, but his Gemini is just like, ah! And I'm like, I've seen this before. I know this.
You were well prepared for it, my love. That was all preparation. Oh, that's so funny. Anything that we need to be aware of with the new Gemini energy that's coming in, as far as like things to kind of look out for or... Oh, if this is happening, it might be an indication that you want to look in this area. Are you following me? Does that make sense?
I would say with the air and the fire energy, because it's the Jupiter, Chiron, and I think it's either Venus or Mars that is moving into, that is in Aries. So that's fire and air. So air, thinking about the elements, like air can fuel fire. So, and then fire feeds from that oxygen. Ground yourself if you feel a little flighty or if you're maybe making too many social commitments, because Gemini can tend to be like, oh yeah, I'll go here, and then oh yeah, I'll go here, and then making plans and forgetting that they made other plans in other places. And it's just because of like that's the nature of it too, like in the moment, yes, that sounds fun and I want to do it, and then oh yes, I want to, okay, but wait, I had a commitment over here. it's not, you know, a sign that's built for built in that way of supporting commitment. So just be mindful of grounding, and if the Aries energy, if anger or things come up like that, take your time and journal, write it out, because Gemini is a sign of communication. Just we're coming out of the retrograde, I think, tomorrow, so things are going to be running smoothly, hopefully.
Yay! Woohoo!
And journal, be mindful, ground, and follow your impulses, embrace your individuality, and embrace the lightheartedness of Gemini. Light-heart play.
Love that. Follow impulses and individuality. It's like permission.
Yes.
Permission to be Gemini.
Yes. Permission. Permission. And you, as an individual, we are the only person that can give ourselves permission for anything. Like someone could say it a million times, but until we release that within or give out, it's up to us as like inside to do it.
Yep. Totally is. It all comes from within.
Yes.
Any other significant astrological happenings through the month?
The full moon will be coming up in Sagittarius in a couple of weeks, and when you set new moon intentions, the full moon brings it into fruition or clears the path for your fruit to be brought up. So around the full moon, just be mindful with yourself, maybe take a bath or write a release letter, and open up space to invite your new moon intention in. Other than that, I do not think there's anything significant happening.
When is the new moon?
The next new moon is going to be in June, the later part of June, maybe like around the 21st or the 22nd.
Okay, the summer solstice is the 21st. What if we did a little ceremony?
Let's do it. Yes. Yes. Write it down right now. Gemini, writing it down.
And now I'm seeing it, right? Because if it doesn't get written down, it's going to fly out your brain and you're going to think about it like 8 hours later and be like, shit, I didn't do that thing. All right. And announcing it to viewers or listeners, we'll be holding a ceremony. If you want to join us, details to follow on our Instagram page.
Yes.
Yay. And I'm doing a summer solstice, 108 sun salutations, Tuesday, June 21st. I'm leading it 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Resort here in Scottsdale. It'll probably be about an hour and a half class. I'll be guiding you through. We'll do a couple different variations of sun salutations to keep it interesting and flowing along, and get into other parts of your body aside from the traditional sun A. And we'll be dedicating a specific portion of each of the sequence to like gratitude and acceptance, love. So yeah, super powerful.
Love that. Is this available digitally?
I don't think so, unless I put it on my phone. Do you want me to? Because, and Debbie's doing one at 6 a.m. at the Ondas.
6 a.m. Maybe I can make that.
Yes. Yeah. Because the 6 p.m., I'm like, that'll probably be midnight. I mean, if you want.
Later. I forgot about the time.
Yeah. However, yeah, I'll totally fire up.
That sounds amazing. What a beautiful practice.
I know. I'm excited. It's going to be good stuff. Bring in that summer solstice energy.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Even though it's winter here, I love summer energy.
You can still celebrate it there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, anything else you want to share, like about your trip, about the month, about Gemini, astrology in general?
If anyone would like their chart reading, I'm open to taking clients and doing chart analysis. And I've just recently done synastry charts, which is working with your partner in each other's charts, and then locational astrology. So depending if you wanted to go on vacation or move to a certain spot, how it will affect you in the how the effect of astrology will affect you in that location. So
very expanding cool. Into the- Did you do your own chart when you moved to Argentina?
Yeah. I said, what energy waves are coming in that I can ride? And so it just, you know, it's taken with a grain of salt, but it's always fun to just see what kind of energy patterns are underlying in any particular city or place.
Mm-hmm. And bring a little bit more intention and yes. mindfulness into it too.
Yeah. You're always reminding me, I love that, intentions. I love that. Because things change when you have your intentional energy behind it.
Definitely. They do. And I mean, part of, again, going back to balance, because if like you're too intentional, then that can become an attachment, right? And it's too structured. And then you might not be open to allowing the universe to wiggle in and work its ways within flow. So keeping in mind that yes, being intentional and also being in flow keeps you in that space of open and receiving and allows the universe to show up and you show up, and not using your intention as a way to get so attached to things have to be this way because of my intention.
Yeah. Intentional flow. Intention and flow.
Yeah. So making space for both of them is what came to mind. And I am also accepting new clients for yoga privates, building body awareness, strength, and connection within. Yoga is also a great space for clearing the mental field and energetic field. I'm moving back into the body. And I'm stepping into accepting clients for mindfulness sessions to help clients reground back into themselves, clear the clutter, bring some organization to their mental spaces, their energetic spaces, their physical body, so that they can unblock and up level and move into creating the life that they want.
Wow. I mean, just from our conversations that we have over the time, that is so amazing. And people are lucky to work with you because your ability to perceive and see the energy of the situation, but also offer practical solutions and restructure is just, yeah, I'm so happy you're doing that. Yay.
Thank you, love. And takes one to no one. So right back at you for all of that. You're super intuitive. And you're also always warm and welcoming and a wealth of information and bubbly personality. Like it's always seen, felt, and appreciated.
Gemini.
Oh, this is our month. Okay. Before we get off the what, let's set a little intention. What are you going to create with the Gemini energy this month?
I think I'd like to expand my digital network. With the Gemini energy this month. Digital network expansion.
Love it. What am I going
to do? By making fun clips to teach astrology, fun little movie clips to teach astrology.
Oh, that's brilliant. Amazing. Can't wait to see them.
Woo. All right. I'll get rocking.
I feel like I'm going to go in the opposite direction and not focus so much on digital and social media and focus more on face-to-face, like in-person, word of mouth, getting out there, networking, making myself uncomfortable and putting myself into new social situations for networking is going to be my intention of what I would like to bring forth and create more of in my life. And along that lines, going back to being both intentional and in flow, when I'm in those situations, still keeping an open mind for playfulness and exploration and discovery to allow the universe to flow in whatever it's bringing my way.
I love that. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And with my girls, I want to add that too. Mm-hmm. Being super playful with my girls. The other night it was so cute. I brought them up to my room and I have this thing about my bed. Like I'll let them play on my bed for a little bit, but then I hit a point and I'm like, okay, I need my space. I need my bed back. And the other night I started to go into that and I was like, why are you doing this? Just let it be. This is a sacred space for them. They enjoy this space. They don't have school in the morning. You don't have to get up early and like teach any early classes. Let's profit on this time together and give them their desire. So I told them to go downstairs and get a bunch of games and like whatever they wanted to bring up and have an hour on my bed. So we played yoga Jenga, you know, like the Jenga that you stack. Olivia had written some yoga poses on a couple of the blocks a couple months ago. So we brought that up and Naomi was like, at one point she was like, look, I created a pose. And she was like laying down in a star position. But it was creative play with it, right? So it opened up instead of going into my old story about like, no, it's bedtime. I was like, no, I created a new opportunity and potential for something to exist. So lots of connection, quality time. And they really loved it. This was great. So I want to keep bringing that in.
Yes. Opening up new timelines.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
And that's like memories that they're going to think back instead of remembering, no, mom wanted us to go to bed on time all the time. Granted, there's a space for that. Like you've got school in the morning. You need your sleep. You need your rest. And when you don't and it's summertime, let's bring a little bit more spontaneity and play into it. There's the space to do so.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Well, it was so good to see you. It's so good to catch up. I love that we can still do this even while you're overseas. And I love that I can follow your journey and see you grow and expand.
Thank you so much for opening up the space. Me too. I'm so happy that I'm so thankful for technology. Like I just bring so many fun things into the world and to be able to connect without physically being in the same space. So, it's so good to see you.
I know. You too. Don't hang up when I hit the stop record. I want to chat a few more minutes. Okay. All right. Bye, House of Minds world. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the House of Minds. Cheers to mind expansion.